Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Wednesday, August 10th, 2022. US equity futures are indicating a higher open, with S&P futures up 0.3% as of 5:30 a.m. Eastern Time. This follows broad weakness in Asia overnight, with technology and semiconductor names under pressure in the wake of Micron's warning of weaker chip demand. The biggest declines were in Hong Kong, and European equity markets a little changed in early trade. Bonds are firmer, with US 10-year yields off around 2 basis points at 2.77%, while German Bund yields are down around 2 basis points at 0.9%. The dollar is slightly lower versus the majors, oil is down, gold is softer, and industrial metals are mostly lower. Markets are bracing for potential volatility, with US July CPI due up later today. Headline inflation is forecast to have moderated amid a pullback in energy prices, although core inflation is expected to remain elevated. The data is likely to spur further readjustment of the market's rate expectations, with Citi noting the potential for a 100 basis point rate hike in September if core surprises higher. Bloomberg also noted that stocks have fallen this year every time inflation has come in higher than expected. Attention is also on inflation data elsewhere. Final CPI updates from Germany and Italy were in line with flash. In Asia overnight, China CPI inflation strengthened amid a surge in pork prices, but core inflation was stable and the headline increase was still below the government target. PPI inflation fell by more than expected amid a pullback in raw materials prices. The data is unlikely to have major policy implications, with analysts doubtful about the prospect of a reserve requirement ratio and/or interest rate cuts given broader concerns about capital outflows and property sector leverage. Meanwhile, elsewhere, UK consumer confidence has registered its first rise in 7 months. Due up on today's US economic calendar, MBA mortgage applications, CPI, crude inventories, and the monthly budget statement. And it's a quiet earnings calendar as earnings season draws to a close. Fox Corp will post its results before the open, and Walt Disney will report after the close. In other news, there is ongoing attention on US-China tensions. President Biden signed into law the CHIPS Act that Beijing has lobbied against and which aims to boost competitiveness with China. Volatility on the Taiwan Strait is prompting multinational firms to make contingency plans for evacuation of personnel and assets. There is some thought that the fallout from Pelosi's visit heralds a new normal of increased military tensions and activity around Taiwan. In corporate news, Tesla CEO Elon Musk has disclosed the sale of around 7.9 million shares in the company, worth roughly $6.9 billion. In a subsequent tweet, Musk said that he will buy Tesla stock again if the Twitter deal does not close. And Bloomberg reported that the US Department of Justice is preparing to file an antitrust suit against Google in relation to the digital advertising market as early as September. Asian equities finished weaker on Wednesday. Sharp losses in Hong Kong were the standout, followed by moderate declines in other benchmarks. Tech and semis were under notable pressure in the wake of Micron's warning of weaker chip demand. In regional news, Japan Prime Minister Kishida will reshuffle his cabinet amid ailing public support. And SoftBank reverberations have continued, with the Financial Times reviving discussions about the possibility of the company going private. European equity markets a little changed 2 hours into the session. In European news, UK energy firms will meet with the UK Chancellor and Business Secretary for crisis talks after the latest forecast for energy bills this winter. A recent poll still suggests a windfall victory for Italy's right-wing coalition in the upcoming Italian elections. And Eurozone interest rate markets have increased bets on another ECB rate hike of 50 basis points in September. Thank you for joining us for FactSet's Morning Summary. If you enjoyed this podcast, please share it with colleagues and friends. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.